This is People First Radio On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads, available when you want to listen at chly.ca, iTunes, and at the People First Radio website.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
A cross-border partnership to end the stigmas associated with suicide and mental illness has been created under the banner of nostigmas.org with participants from both Canada and the United States. Ottawa-based Ray Fulkins has joined Chicago-based Jake Moore in his ongoing efforts to develop collaborative partnership programs to help people implement life-changing and life-enhancing strategies. Both men have lived experience with anxiety and depression and are now focused on helping others, particularly to help erase the stigmas related to mental health issues among youth and adults. NoStigmas.org provides opportunities to share personal stories of living with mental illness and offers ways to thrive through lifelong forms of exercise in an environment of supportive camaraderie. We're joined on the phone by Jake Moore of No Stigmas US and by Ray Fulkins of No Stigmas Canada. Welcome to People First Radio, both of you.
Thanks very much for having us.
Jake, tell us a little bit about your own story and how you came to establish the No Stigmas Initiative in 2007.
As a young boy, my father took his life by suicide. And so as you can imagine, that's had a pretty dramatic impact on me growing up. As I got into high school, I started to experience a lot of anxiety, social anxiety, which eventually developed into a panic disorder, and then toward the later end of my high school years, into clinical depression. I've lived that stuff and been through it firsthand. As I got out of high school and into my 20s, it was an ongoing thing for me, different types of medication, different types of therapy to try to find some sort of relief and some sort of solution. And I didn't find a lot out there that that really worked for me. And so being an actor, you know, I naturally kind of like to tell stories, and that's how it developed. I was just naturally telling people what was going on, and found some people were receptive to it, others had an aversion to it, and I just kind of made up my mind. I need to tell the story. I need to encourage other people to do so, and that's kind of how the No Stigmas project was born, the initiative to have people share their stories of inspiration and hope relating to mental illness.
Ray Fulkins, you've joined No Stigmas by establishing a similar Canadian initiative. Tell us more about your story and how this all came about for you.
It goes back for me. I'm just to kind of give a perspective. I'm twice as old as Jacob is, and it goes back a long way in terms of how I've experienced anxiety and depression pretty much through my adult life. As I look back over my adult life, anytime that I was able to manage my stresses, as usually was involved, kind of situational depression would be the situation that I would encounter. And the only way I could manage to deal with it is through some kind of some mode of exercise. And so pretty much over my life, I've been a runner. And in recent years, about 10 years ago, I went through a fairly serious divorce. And it really upset my life dramatically. And so I've been going back and forth over the last number of years where I would actually tumble down into depression for 2 or 3 months at a time. And the only way I could pull myself back out of that was to get out there and push myself out the door and run. And a number of years back, I joined a group of runners, the Running Room, which is a fairly popular enterprise across Canada, and the local chapters here in Ottawa. So ever since I started that, I've enjoyed the benefits of not only the running exercise, but the camaraderie that goes along with it. And so I've been doing very well, and about 5 years ago, I conceived the notion of what no stigmas would represent from my perspective. And lo and behold, we came across each other at about the same time back in early 2007. We formulated our plans separately, unbeknownst to each other, and we discovered one another, and we've kind of been moving forward ever since. And we're bringing two significant perspectives to the No Stigmas concept, and but we're very excited about how each of them kind of interrelate. Certainly, there's a number of modalities that people can incorporate to help themselves, and we feel certainly the storytelling, being able to share with others, being stuck in a silent vacuum, we're able to actually share with one another, and it's more common than one can imagine sometimes. And then in my case, of course, the exercise is what keeps me going. And I think that's something we can bring to a whole lot of people, starting basically with young people, certainly in the high school level, and workplace environments where we've got stress levels, very high stress levels. News article in today's local newspaper about the public service. They're facing about twice as much stress leave as any other type of organization. That's just an example.
People First Radio is a program about people, the society in which we live, and the issues related to health and wellness. Coming to you on CHOY 101.7 FM and streaming at CHOY.ca.
No Stigmas began in the U.S. in 2007 as a grassroots initiative to unify those touched by suicide and mental illness with the common knowledge that they are not alone, and to change negative public perceptions of people who have been touched by suicide and mental illness. No Stigmas is now working in Canada as well, with the leadership provided by a Canadian partner. We're joined on the phone by Jake Moore of No Stigmas US and by Ray Fulkins of No Stigmas Canada. Jake, the mission of No Stigmas is to foster growth and understanding in a community environment in which individuals with mental illness are able to seek treatment with the support of those near to them. How are you working to accomplish this, and how have you seen this working under the No Stigmas umbrella?
Well, we're approaching it in a couple of different ways. One is through the No Stigmas Project, which is a virtual and live storytelling platform. And by story, I mean the spoken, written word, photography, art, dance, theater, any type of modality that facilitates that. We're very heavy into social media, Twitter, Facebook updates, sharing our stories in that capacity. Another way that we're doing that is through promoting mental wellness, which Ray touched on a little bit earlier, which deals with any type of support system that's positive in nature. So that can be counseling and psychotherapy. That can be fitness, nutrition, and other types of self-expression as well. So that's also something that we're sharing very heavily through social media, is are those types of ideas, not necessarily straying from traditional forms of treatment, but allowing people to understand that through empowering themselves, empowering others, there can be a lot of relief that's found, like Ray's initiative with the running room, getting into some of that physical activity really benefits a wide range of people.
Ray, I'm wondering if you've had personal experience, let's say from your own perspective, of telling your story or sharing your story and seeing the difference that makes. And have you seen that in others as well?
It's interesting. I just recently trained to run the Ottawa Marathon, my first marathon ever at the age of 64. And the instructor was a highly motivating individual, and two or three people in the group of 75 or so of us knew my story because they became friends of mine. And but the whole group didn't know my story, and I was inspired at the tail end of the training program, just a week or so before the actual marathon itself. I was inspired to and offered to share my story with the group. And it was an amazing impact on everybody in the group, and the number of people that actually came up to me after and said, you know, kind of congratulated me for the courage to actually step forward and share what was going on, because I was quite seriously depressed for about the first 6 weeks of that 18-week training program. And you know, so it does open doors. And since then, and since I've basically officially launched NoStigmas.org Canada on June 6th, on the third day of the conference that you attended, Kevin, the Mental Health and Wellness Conference in Ottawa. And from that day forward, it's just the doors are opening everywhere I turn. It's just like it's really quite incredible. And very satisfying to me, you know, because it does allow those people and many others to come out and share, and really it just opens a forum for people to realize, you know, like Jake uses the phrase, "You're not alone," and that's a wonderful feeling, you know. Part of what we want to try to achieve, of course, is the whole idea that it's, you know, it's people first. Society is full of stresses and things that can set us off, and you know, but if you can share with your family and friends, and in an environment where you're not being judged, you know, that's the beauty of the kind of programs that we have in mind in terms of engaging community partners like the Running Room and Good Life Fitness and other organizations that you know, enable people to do different things. You know, exercise is one of them. You know, Jacob mentioned nutrition. There's no question getting out in nature. We've just recently, as a matter of fact, yesterday, we've connected with a nature organization here in Canada that wants to bring people out and into that kind of environment. So, you know, on the basis of what we call a collaborative partnership relationship with these types of organizations that want to promote what No Stigmas is doing, and at the same time open up a forum for the people that, you know, gravitate to these organizations.
Thanks to both of you for taking the time to join us today.
Thanks very much, Kevin. Yeah. We appreciate the time.
Yeah, it was much appreciated, and good luck in all of your work.
Appreciate it. Thanks a lot, Kevin.
Jake Moore and Ray Fulkins have lived experiences with anxiety and depression. They're leading a project called No Stigmas. You can contact them online and find out more about the activities of their stigma busting at nostigma.org.
This is a People First Radio podcast. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with the Radio Malaspina Society and produced at CHLY Community Radio in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed in this interview do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the partnering organizations. Visit us online. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpage.